Welcome to Timeless Vinyl on Sid Valley Radio. It's an hour where we dust off our much-loved 45 RPMs, share our memories, and enjoy the warmth of music that was recorded on little black discs. Would you like a record played? If so, please contact me here at Sid Valley Radio, and I will do my very best to include it in a future programme for you. My email address is julie@sidvalleyradio.co.uk. I'll repeat that, and please note the spelling of my name. It's JOOLY@sidvalleyradio.co.uk. Okay, so that's it. Now for our first record of today's programme. Town royalty The Supremes in 1969, Kim Wilde had a huge hit when she released a cover version in 1987. And Ben Jennings suggested it as this week's opener, and I think it was a great choice there, Ben. And it was Kim Wilde and You Keep Me Hanging On. Now for something from Gordon Jenkins, I think.
Chenda, 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 can't you hear the music playing in the city square? Chenda, 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 come where all our friends will find us with the dancers there. Chenda, chenda, join the celebration. There'll be people there from every nation. Dawn will find us laughing in the sunlight, dancing in the city square.
Chenda, can't you hear the music playing in the city square? Chenda, 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 come where all our friends will find us with the dancers there.
Chenda, 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 can't you hear the music playing in the city square? Chenda, 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 come where all our friends will find us with the dancers there. Chenda, 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 can't you hear the music playing in the city square? Chenda, 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 come where all our friends will find us with the dancers there.
Chenda, 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 can't you hear the music playing in the city square? Chenda, 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 come where all our friends will find us with the dancers there.
Chenda, chenda, join the celebration. There'll be people there from every single nation. Dawn will find us laughing in the sunlight, dancing.
Zena is a song written in 1941 in Hebrew, and the title translation is Come Out, Come Out, Come Out. Now, Gordon Jenkins made an arrangement of the song for the Weavers with the English lyrics, and this arrangement was released by Decca Records in 1950. It reached number 2 in the Billboard magazine charts. Now for a little bit from Tom Jones, I think, and this has been requested by Irene Jenkins. I'm assuming no relation. And for you, Irene, this is his 1971 hit, She's a Lady.
Well, she's all you'd ever want. She's the kind I'd like to flaunt and take to dinner. She always knows her place. She's got style, she's got grace. She's a winner. She's a lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady. Talking about that little lady. And the lady is mine. But she's never in the way. Always something nice to say. What a blessing. Leave her all
She knows me through and through, and she knows just what to do and how to please me. She's a lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady. Talking about the little lady. And the lady is mine. Yeah, yeah, she's a lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady. Listen to me, people, she's a lady. Yeah, 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 she's a lady.
My name's Carol Grimes, and Julie is about to play one of my records for you. I really hope you'll enjoy it.
At my feet. If I'm square, I don't care. Ain't no man like Fred Astaire anywhere for me. Under a blue moon in black satin, go Latin, go tango, I can go if you tap a toe to. For me. Are you forgetting how the music gets you stepping? 'Cause I adore that melody. I love a ballad sweet and low, holding tight and dancing slow. It's fantastic how elastic we can be. I got a body full of bones that wants to move in sophisticated rhythm. Why don't they dance like they used to?
times is a living legend in British music and is still performing live. However, her gigs are now mostly in the southeast of Britain. But if you do get the opportunity to catch her at a concert, then please do. She will not disappoint you. Now, Sally Thorpe got in touch to ask if I'd play the Four Tops for her. She misses hearing them on the radio. So, Sally, let's put that right immediately. Here for you is the Four Tops and Reach Out, I'll Be There.
This is Sid Valley Radio.
Your heart's a treasure,
treasure.
And that it so far away. Whoa, 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 so near, yet so far away. So near.
Reaching number three on the British single charts in 1961, that was Billy Fury and the Carol King and Jerry Goffin composition Halfway to Paradise, which became Mr. Fury's signature tune. It remained on the charts for 23 weeks and became the 10th best-selling single in 1961 in the UK. Now, Tova and Sam Silverman are celebrating a very special wedding anniversary today and would like to mark the occasion with a Dean Martin song. It's my pleasure to play this for you both and send every good wish. Happy anniversary. Here's wishing you many, many more joyful years together.
Sweet, sweet memories you gave of me. You can't beat the memories you gave of me.
Take one fresh and tender kiss.
You can't beat the memories you gave of me.
Add one stolen night of bliss.
You can't beat the memories you gave of me.
One girl, one boy, some grief, some joy,
sweet, sweet
memories
you gave
made of this.
Can't beat the memories you gave of me.
Don't
sweet, sweet
forget a small moonbeam.
You can't beat the memories you gave of me.
Fold
sweet, sweet
in lightly with a dream.
You can't beat the memories you gave of me.
I your lips and mine, two sips of wine. Memories are made of this.
You can't beat the memories you gave of me.
Then add the wedding bells, the one house where lovers dwell, three little kids for the flavor. Stir carefully through the days, see how the flavor stays.
From above,
you can't beat the memories you gave of me.
Serve it generously with love.
You can't beat the memories you gave of me.
One man, one wife, one love through life.
Sweet, sweet
memories
you gave
of me. Made of this.
You can't beat the memories you gave of me.
Martin and Memories Are Made of This. Amazingly, Mr. Martin only had two number ones in his career. Memories was his first, and the other was Everybody Loves Somebody, which hit the top of the charts nearly a decade later. I know, it's very hard to believe, isn't it? Now, we're all familiar with the audio these days being on the MP3 format, but did you know that there was a song that was the very first to be converted into the MP3 format? Do you know which one it was? It was an a cappella version of the song Tom's Diner by Suzanne Vega. It was the very first song issued by Brandenburg to develop the MP3 format. Here is a more modern version of that song. It is, again, by Suzanne Vega, and the music featured is by DNA. Hope you like this version of the classic Tom's Diner.
I am sitting in the morning at the diner on the corner. I am waiting at the counter for the man to pour the coffee, and he fills it only halfway. And before I even argue, he is looking out the window at somebody coming in. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da he uses the man behind the counter to the woman who has come in. She is shaking her umbrella, and I look the other way as they are kissing their hellos, and I'm pretending not to see them, and instead I pour the milk. I open up the paper. There's a story of an actor who had died while he was drinking. It was no one I had heard of, and I'm turning to the horoscope and looking for the funnies when I'm feeling someone watching me, and so I raise my head. There's a woman on the outside looking inside. Does she see me? No, she does not really see me, 'cause she sees her own reflection, and I'm trying not to notice that she's hitching up her skirt, and while she's straightening her stockings, her hair has gotten wet. Oh, this rain, it will continue through the morning as I'm listening to the bells of the cathedral. I am thinking of your voice.
16th of August 1987, Tiffany's cover of the Tommy James and the Shondells hit reached number one in the charts. Tiffany was just 15 years of age at the time, and I seem to remember her record company had this extraordinary idea of having her performing in shopping malls to promote the single. Yes, I know, shopping malls. It sounds crazy now, doesn't it? But it must have worked because it was a huge hit for the girl. Next up is a request from Tony Madeley, who is a self-confessed fan of Ruby Murray. Too Old to Dream was first recorded in December, I think it was, of 1934 by Paul Whiteman and his orchestra, with the King's Men supplying the vocal. It was recorded by numerous people afterwards, but it's the version by Miss Ruby Murray that has stayed in the memory of Tony Madeley. It's a favourite of his, so I'm playing it to mark his birthday, which falls on Tuesday. So all good wishes are being sent to you from all of us here at Sid Valley Radio. Here's wishing you a wonderful day, Tony, and let's hope that you never grow too old to dream. Thank you.
this is Neda from Feminem, and you're listening to Timeless Vinyl with Julie on Sid Valley Radio.
Was the lead single from the Roubettes' second album, We Can Do It. It was a demo actually made by studio musicians to show the talent of a new songwriting team. I think it was of Wayne Bickerton and Tony Waddington. Now, Polydor liked the sound so much that the musicians formed a band, and the rest, as they say, is history. Yes, they became the Roubettes. Now for a request for a very patient man. Mr. Hedges, this is for you.
Oh, you're the
A single taken from the iconic album A Night at the Opera. That was, of course, Queen, and a song written by their bass player, John Deacon. Dave Hedges wrote to me asking if I could play You're My Best Friend for his best friends, and that's Chris Cruden and Tom. Unfortunately, at the beginning of the year, Dave broke his ankle and is extremely grateful to both Tom and Chris for helping him to stay positive and entertained while he was recovering. It's a great pleasure to play your request, Dave, and it's nice to know that you were able to rely on such good people when you needed them most. Now, we're off to 61. 1961, of course, and for a song from a quizzical Lonnie Donegan.
Oh me, oh my, oh you, whatever shall I do? Hallelujah, the question is peculiar, I'd give a lot of dough if only I could know. The answer to my question, is it yes or is it no? Does your chewing gum lose its flavour on the bedpost overnight? If your mother says don't chew it, do you swallow it in spite? Can you catch it on your tonsils? Can you heave it left and right? Does your chewing gum lose its flavour on the bedpost overnight? Here comes a blushing bride, the groom is by her side. Up to the altar, just as steady as Gibraltar, while the groom has got the ring, and it's such a pretty thing. But as he slips it on her finger, the choir begins to sing. Does your chewing gum lose its flavour on the bedpost overnight? If your mother said don't chew it, do you swallow it in spite? Can you catch it on your tonsils? Can you hear it left and right? If your chewing gum lose its flavour on the bedpost overnight, now the nation rises one to send their honored sons up to the White House, yeah, the nation's only White House, to voice their discontent unto the President upon the burning question, what has swept this continent? If tin whistles are made of tin, what do they make foghorns out of?
Boom, boom!
Does your chewing gum lose its flavour on the bedpost overnight? If your mother says don't chew it, do you swallow it in spite? Can you catch it on your tonsils? Can you heave it left and right? Don't you chew it up, lose its flavour on the bedpost overnight? On the bedpost overnight.
Oh, there's a love you're in the water, hold your tight.
A Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday night. On the bedpost overnight.
There is a dollar and a dime is a dime.
He'd sing another chorus, but he hasn't got the time. On the
and his skiffle group, and a question that no doubt has plagued a nation for decades. Does your chewing gum lose its flavour on the bedpost overnight? Now, that was the British version of the original Does the Spearmint Lose Its Flavour on the Bedpost Overnight, which was recorded in 1924, would you believe? However, this version was first issued in the United States in early 1959, but it didn't catch on until the summer of 1961. Lonnie had much better luck here in the UK, with it peaking at number 3.
Girl, who
1966 studio album Aftermath. That was Under My Thumb, with the unmistakable voice of a young Mick Jagger fronting the Rolling Stones, of course. Now, from one legendary British band to another, this is Fleetwood Mac, and it's from 1987, when the band had two honorary Brits. That was Stevie Nicks and Lindsey Buckingham, and this is Little Eyes. wrote Little Lies with Eddie Quantella, whom she married in 1986, 7 months before the album on which it appears was released, and it was the brilliant Tango in the Night album. It's not a song that you would have expected, really, would you, that two newlyweds would write together, Little Lies, but hey-ho, hey-ho, hey-ho. I don't think Christine ever wrote about the now, though. I believe she was utilising emotions from her past. Anyway, Little Lies will be the last track for today, I'm afraid. And I sincerely hope that you have enjoyed listening to some of the original recordings that were made on vinyl. If you have, then please remember to join me again next Sunday at 2 p.m. here on Sid Valley Radio. And, well, let's do it all again, shall we, next week? Stay tuned for the Sunday Tea Dance, which is up next. And then at 4 p.m. we have another Old Time Radio Hour programme where we revisit the radio shows from the golden age of radio. Thank you for your messages, and as always, I'll be making sure that I reply to you all this week. So thank you again for taking the time to write to me. So I'll see you in a minute for the Sunday Tea Dance, and in the meantime, take it away, Winifred.